As part of a push to help the state's low-income residents get more access to fresh fruits and vegetables, Orlando Democratic Senator Geraldine Thompson is sponsoring a bill that would make it easier for farmers market vendors to accept electronic benefits cards from food stamp recipients.
They could get fresh produce in their communities if there were people who had the technology to allow them to make these purchases. However, many of the fresh produce markets don't have the technology, so this would authorize a third party that's been recognized by the USDA to provide that service.
Here at the Lake Ella Farmers Market in Tallahassee, Randy Carey is selling eggs and organic produce grown by his co-op, Johnny's Garden. Carey says he already uses a system that lets him accept electronic payments.
Most vendors nowadays have program on their phone that they can take debit cards, credit cards also, and checks. So it's mobile merchant transfers. So if it would work on that system, and if the system that particular merchant has could accept those, and it's just, as far as we're concerned, it's just a purchase, period.
Carey says accepting food stamps used to be a difficult process because it involved actually collecting something and then seeking reimbursement. But he says now that it's a simple automatic money transfer, he's not worried about it. Meanwhile, across the market, Jack Simmons is manning his booth.
There's a lot of stuff in season, this stuff here. Onions, carrots, arugula.
Simmons doesn't accept any electronic payments when he sells at farmers markets. He says it's complicated, and what's more, he doesn't need to.
I sell all the stuff for cash, and so why would I do something more complex than that?
Simmons says it doesn't make sense for him to invest in the time or money in the equipment to accept electronic payments since he's already selling out without it. And he says he's not worried about Thompson's bill giving his competition a leg up.
There's no competition in this business. The more people that, in the first place, there's almost no small organic farms left. In this area, there's probably two or three.
In fact, Thompson's bill could help Simmons find additional customers, since it could mean some markets he visits would have a third-party operator with its own electronic payment hardware, so Simmons and other farmers wouldn't have to buy their own. Thompson's bill passed its committee unanimously. A similar bill in the House is heading for a floor vote. For WFSU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.